My next guest here, she's a big deal. She's a USA Today best-selling author, even bigger. She's a West Michigander. Let's talk to you, Peg Cochran, about your latest work and what you've been up to lately. I hold one of your paperbacks in my hand, and I'm looking forward to reading that. Peg Cochran, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Shelley.
You're quite welcome. Are you West Michigan born and bred?
No, actually, I'm from New Jersey, but we've been here in Michigan for 16 years now.
That kind of grows on you, and hard to think about another place in which to habitate. So
yes.
I appreciate, I guess I fed that answer to your question, but maybe that's my personal response. Peg, congratulations. 18 books you've penned thus far?
Yes. And more in the works. Yes. I'm working on one right now.
Okay, we'll make this interview quick.
Oh, okay. Good. Yes, I have to get back to it.
What's it take to become a USA Today bestselling author?
Well, I didn't even know I was a USA Today bestselling author until my new publisher put it on the cover of one of my books. And I said, wait a minute, you know, I don't think this is right. So I did some Googling and I found out, yes, one of my books had made the list. I think it was like 149 out of 150, but okay. Still, you know, that's okay. And I think what catapulted it onto the list was that it was temporarily reduced in price. It was an ebook. Mm-hmm. And that is a great way to get your book circulating, and publishers will do that occasionally.
Yes. What's your niche? Are you a mystery lady?
Mysteries all the way. And I write what we call cozy mysteries. All the really violent action takes place off stage. There's no profanity. Children could read them, although I don't think they would want to. But it's a comforting, cozy read, even though there's a dead body in it, which is kind of it's an oxymoron almost. But
there you go. How did you get into this business?
I wanted to write since I was about 7, and I read my first Nancy Drew book. And it took me, I'm obviously a little slow. My first book came out a month before my 60th birthday.
That's called an incentive, yeah.
Yeah, so I kept going and I kept trying. It's usually there's at least a 10-year apprenticeship, so to speak, where, you know, you try, you learn by doing, you learn by writing. So you usually have quite a few books, as we say, under the bed that never made the light of day.
Yes, but that one that makes it is a catapult.
Very exciting.
Is what I understand,
very exciting,
Peg.
Yeah.
You share me with me, Bought the Farm. Is this a most recent?
Yes. Yeah, that came out in June.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, let's start our conversation here. I hold it in my hand. It looks like a very, I say, easy read because I like it because it's kind of small. And, you know, we've got almost 300 pages, but there's some recipes involved.
Yes.
What's Bought the Farm about?
It's the third book in the Farmer's Daughter series. And it takes place, on a farm in Michigan, in a made-up town.
Okay.
That's the easiest way because I can put whatever I want there. And it's a woman who's a widow with 2 children. And in this book, she has her best friend's wedding at the farm, and they turn the barn into a reception area, and the lead singer from the band ends up dead, and that's when the action starts.
Where does this fit in the other presentations? You've got Murder, She Reported, Cranberry Cove series. Here's Lucille Mystery Series. You're a series kind of lady?
Yes. Generally, contracts are for 3 books at a time in this genre of mystery. So it's not like writing a standalone where, you know, you might sell it book by book. They contract for 3 at a time. And you can continue with your characters and people get to know them. And they feel like they're coming home when they pick up one of your series books.
What's this Sweet Nothings Lingerie series?
Oh, that was the first series I did, and I wrote that under a pen name because it was technically what they call a work for hire, where an editor at the publishing house has an idea for a series, and they contract with the writer to do the writing. So they own everything, the rights to the characters, the stories, and the name on the book. So that's why you generally choose a pen name for that.
I'm being kind of random here because I'm looking, often I go to Amazon.com for your research. Buried at Sea, Dead and Buried. This is a whole buried type, that's B-E-R-R-I-E-D.
Yes, that's the Cranberry Cove series. They love puns. It's very popular with the readers. And they like to sort of brand the series by giving it, carrying the title through in some way or another.
Back to Bought the Farm. Did you have to research a little farm living here?
I did. I know nothing. I'm the worst gardener on the face of the earth. So at least on my pages there, the crops grew and everything turned out okay. But I did a lot of research, what grows when, what you can harvest at what time, how you do it, that sort of thing.
I did this too when I was a kid. You put your pen to paper at age 7, as you mentioned, when you wrote plays and forced your cousins to perform them at Christmas dinner.
Yes, they're finally talking to me again after all these years.
You read the entire set of children's encyclopedias your parents gave you?
Yes, I was kind of a nerd, obviously.
Oh, I was giving you a compliment there. Did you ever do spelling bees?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I was adequate at spelling. Yeah. I like spell check.
Nice. Yeah, well, yeah, times have changed, huh?
Yeah.
Peg Cochran with us. She's a USA Today bestselling author, Wes Michigander here. One of her latest in the series is out, Bought the Farm. So how, again, how are you writing? Are you cozied up in your West Michigan home, and is that your day job?
No, I actually have a day job, and I do this in my spare time, you know, in nights and weekends, and I have a nice little office in our house, and the dog is always right at my feet while I'm working, always under the desk or...
Is this a picture of your dog here?
Yes,
on the front
the little
cover?
White one, yeah, oh, the West Highland Terrier.
There you are. What's your day job?
I work for Holland Home in marketing communications.
Oh, okay, I know some Holland Home peeps.
Yes,
good,
I know.
Michael, yeah. He's great. What? Tell me more to inspire us to, I trust, to follow some childhood dreams, just get started writing here?
Yeah, I think it was such a passion for me, and I don't have any other hobbies. I don't knit or garden, as I said, or any of those things. I do cook, but... I put all my energy into pursuing this one passion of mine, and I was determined that someday it was going to happen. And that's really the key. A friend of mine said, don't quit 5 minutes before a miracle. And it's so true. I mean, you don't know when it's going to happen. And when you least expect it, you have a sale, and then you're off and running. So,
and it looks like you're working with Penguin, which is a reputable company here.
Yes. Yes, now they're Penguin Random House. They merged.
That happens in all lives,
yes.
Doesn't it? Yes. So you're working now on another Farmer's Daughter series?
Right now I'm working on an historical series that is set in 1938 in New York City, right after the Great Depression, or the tail end of the Great Depression. And my sleuth is, I call her a reluctant debutante. She's born into a wealthy family. She's a socialite, but she wants to do more than that. And she becomes a photographer for a tabloid newspaper, photographing crime scenes and all this. And it's been fun to put her into these different situations and to see how she reacts. The detective who she sort of likes takes her to Little Italy. She's never had Italian food before, that kind of thing. So it's been fun exploring that.
Do you know the end of the chapter when you start it?
Yes, I try to have a hook, as you say, with something that's going to get people to read the next chapter. So each chapter has to have a purpose to it. And I try to plan that out ahead of time. Sometimes plans change.
Depending on the, you know, the position of the dog, right?
Right, yep, right, yep, yes.
Yeah. Peg Cochran, congratulations. Again, I trust, are there any book signings coming up, or do you do that in our world?
Occasionally I'll do one at Barnes & Noble here in Grand Rapids at the mall in Kentwood, but nothing planned right at this time.
Right now, just check out on Amazon, and you have your own personal website as well?
Yes, I do. It's pegcochran.com.
Right. Congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
Again, the latest is out, Bought the Farm by you, Peg Cochran. Take care and keep up the good work.
Thank you.